Okay, last time we began discussing the requirement of Hargasha, the name of Acha Targis Tribisara, that in order to be a Nida Daraisa, a woman needs to see Dan that's accompanied with a Hargasha, and the Sidrei Tara's understanding of Rashi, notwithstanding the consensus of Rishonim and the consensus of Halacha, is that in the Torah, even if a woman knows that Dan is the Nimakor, she would still only be Tamei Amidu Abanan without Hargasha. So now we'll turn our attention to what exactly is Hargasha. I assume you saw the Pesach given to Sazan Aleph, who quotes three days, two in Rishonim, one in Achronim, as far as what Hargasha means. So the Rambam, Perek Hei Isur Edi Halacha Yud Zayin, Perek Hei Isur Edi Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam is not saying this is the definition of Hargasha, but Toch HaDvarim, it's clear that that is. Ha'isa Sheshtina Mayim V'yatza Dami Merav Layim, so that's here that the Gemara discusses on Yudzayim and Zayin, what are the kashas on, the initial kashas on Shmuel's Merav. If a woman sees Dan Bahashtana, Dain to Hishtina V'hi Omedah, Dain to Hishtina V'hi Yatevah, so Reishu Tahora, V'afilu Hirgish Gufa V'niz Dazda, Eina Choshesha. Even if she has a Hargasha Taguf, Hirgish Gufa V'niz Dazda, and she trembles, she tremored, Eina Choshesha, so Hargasha Shereg Lain, he Dain Mereg Lain, Eina Cheder, V'damza Damakuhu B'chalsu L'chabukoyah. So the context is not our concern right now. We'll get to that in due time. The Rambam says that even though there is a Hargasha, we attribute that Hargasha to Merav Layim in Asadam. So Toch HaDvarim, the Rambam says that Hargasha means Hirgish Gufa V'Nizdazda, that there is a bodily sensation, and she trembled, and she trembled. Where would that come from? There's a Vadya suggests in Chelek Aleph, page Yudalid, that maybe this is akin to what the Gemara describes about Shechla Zera. The Gemara on Daf Mem Amid Aleph has the following: Hayaokol b'truma, a person's eating, calling to eating truma, v'hirges shenizdazdu eivarav, and then he has a sensation that he's about to see Shechla Zera, that he's about to see Keres. So, in describing that Shechla Zera, the Gemara uses the term "hirgish in his dazu evara," that he felt that his aver is assembling, or his evar is assembling. So that's the kind of tremoring or trembling or movement that precedes Hargasha. So maybe the assumption is that there's some kind of parallel bodily system in a woman's anatomy, where she has some parallel hagasa, some parallel trembling prior to the Iyas Da Nida. Yes. That's Mem Amid Aleph. Yep. The Rambam is not talking about bodily opening. The Rambam is saying that there's a company. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Or at least preceding Hosas Yechazara and preceding Dan leaving the minimum court. Not necessarily anything beyond that. Okay, so that's the one that's Mem of Hirgis Vinizazir Zarov, and he points out the Gemara Mem Gimel Amid Aleph as well. Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, Kol Shechla Zera She'ein Kol Gufo Margis Ein Amitama. That real authentic Shechla Zera is Shechla Zera that is accompanied by a sensation in the whole body, the Hargasha in the whole body. So Rabbi just suggests that maybe these Gemara that you have in context of Shechla Zera is a little bit of a pesach for where the Rambam got his formulation of Nizdazda from in the context of Hargasha Tzniva. Okay, not Zechariah, but he makes that point. The Orchot Tolkien says in Oshakas, that according to the Rambam's understanding of Hargasha, presumably the word Hargasha would be translated as tremoring, like Lama Ragasu Goyim, or the Beis Elokim Halecha Ragas, that there you have the same root, which is a reference to trembling, tremoring, and that's what the Rambam describes Hargasha as. Trepidation, tremoring, or something along those lines. Okay, so that's sutta number one, the Rambam of some kind of bodily movement, bodily trembling. Okay. Tumas Hadashan, Sim and Reis Mem Vav has the following. Now, it's, I believe, traditionally assumed that the Tumas Hadashan wrote his own shilos, that the language of the shilos of the Tumas Hadashan were of his own authorship. It does say in the Hakdama to the Lekhet Yosher, which was the Talmud of the Tumas Hadashan, and the first of the Minhagei Frankfurt trilogy, first and earliest, we have the Lekhet Yosher followed by the Yosef Omnes and then the Noach Yitzchak Yosef, which is the trilogy of Minhagei Frankfurt spanning about 200 years. But in the Hakdama to the Lekhet Yosher, the motif or of the version of Lekhet Yosher that we typically use, he has Raius, I haven't gone through it all, but he has Raius at the Tumas Hadashan Dinaf writes his own shilos. So whatever the case may be, the formulation that's relevant to us appears in the shilo, not in the tshuva. So it is definitely presumed to be the teacher of the Tumas Hadashan, and according to the motif or of the Lekhet Yosher, maybe just let me talk about it now. But anyway, the lesson of the silent Tumas Hadashan, Reish Nandav, Isha Shehergisha V'atma V'niftach Mekar L'Hoshidah. A woman has a sensation that her rechem opened up to the Moshidah. There is an opening of the uterus. V'holcho Dalketh Atma Miyad Matasa L'Eila Huchus L'Avon. And then she did a bedika, and she found a Mare Tahor. The question is, can you assume that the woman is Tahora, even though there's Hargasha? If you see a Mare Tahor right away, maybe the Hargasha could be attributed to the Mare Tahor. So that we'll talk about a little bit later, the context. But in the Tumas Hadashan formulation of the question, he uses the language of Hirgisha Ba'atma, the Niftach Makara, that she sensed, had a sensation, a Hargasha, that her uterus opened up. And there's a parallel lashon in Tosfos as well, and Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosfos Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Vaha. The Tosfos has a line, Shehamakom Sasum, Ukishahadam Yose Niftach Vahayala Lahargis. Malcolm Sasson, Kishadam Yose, Niftach, Vahayala, Lahargis. That when the dam leaves the Makor, it opens up, and a woman should expect to have a sensation of the Makor opening up. Hargasha Tia Makor. Rav Shulchan says that the Rambam doesn't necessarily disagree that this is another potential Hargasha. The Mar Machada, perhaps, is a low priest. But as we noted last time, in a different context, the Orchid Shulchan says, according to the Tumas Hadashan Hargasha, if Hargasha means the sensation of the feeling of the Rechem opening up, so then maybe Hargasha is defined as Yediyah. If we quote the Gemara that he has in the Megillah Tesvav, Ulai Yargis Amalkam Yassel Amenet by Esther. Okay, those are the two. We'll see that the third definition may also appear in Yishonim, but classically, these are the two formulations of Hargasha that are quoted from Yishonim, either the Nisaz Agufa of the Rambam, or Pesach Tiamakor of the Tumas Hadashan, maybe Tosfos as well. The Pesach Shuvah here in Tifas and Aleph quotes the Tuvah Noda Yehuda, Yehuda Kama Simin Nun Hei, who writes, that not to the exclusion of the other definition of Hargasha, but even if a woman experiences a ziva sover lach, even if she senses a flow of something moist, that also constitutes a Hargasha. And the Nozi Huda brings the following raya. It can't be that Hargasha is simply Hargasha Tia Makor by the Tumas Hadassah. It can't be that it's just a sensation that the uterus is opening up, because what's the whole source of Hargasha? In the name of Shmuel, Dibisara, Asa Targis, Dibisara. What is the definition and context of Bisara? So, in addition to Shmuel's Memra of Bisara, Asa Targis, Dibisara, the Gemara also learns out the din of the Mishnah Daf Mem and Mem Aleph, that dam is mitamra bifnim kibachut. That if a woman has dam in makor that is flowing internally, it left the makor, it's now in the torso, it's somewhere internal, it hasn't yet left the body, so then that is considered to be dam yudas at mitame as well. So if the drasha there of mitame bifnim kibachut is understanding that the bisara doesn't mean in the makor but elsewhere in the body, and the Gemara term of minus nine will occur further out on the way out, so it can't be that hargasha is limited to hargasha Hagasha Tia Makor. Because the Sara also teaches in the time of the Shnim Kabachot. So it has to be Hagasha that exists inside the body, not necessarily in the Makor. That's a known Yehuda Zaya that it's true, if you experience Hagasha Tia Makor, it is Hagasha, but that's not the only possible Hargasha. Hargasha is Nivas Tavarach. If there's an internal sensation of a flow, that would be considered Hargasha as well. Rabbi Chiyo Michel Stern, Shlomo Zalman's nephew, he has two svarim on Amida, which are good to have. I have the larger copy, so you'll have to find it elsewhere. I assume it's on the Chachma. One is called Shari Tahara, and one is called Shari Tila. He's also the Machazer of Pastor Salah Aminim, which you probably have seen. The picture book on Dal Aminim. And I think most recently, he just came out, I think it's him, he came out with a paper a month or two ago on Erevin. But these far and Amida were written, I believe, in the 70s. They go back a while. So in the Shari Tahara, Simon Beis Ot Gimel, he points out that there's a masnos in the Tshuvas Marach or Zeruah, like this Noda B'Yehuda, that Hargasha, Ziva Savalach, an internal flow, would be considered Hargasha as well. The Marach or Zeruah, Simon Kufya Beis, Marach or Zeruah, Simon Kufya Beis, writes as follows. Akama in Yonim, Shafilu in Eina Margeshes, Naseh Nida Vada. So the heading is there may be situations where a woman can be a Nida Min HaTorah even without Hagat. Ubi Yosi de Nuskat, Vibarti de Zem Rabbeinu Rav Avadya, I don't know who this Rav Avadya was, Dehe Shavri, nope, Shapiris Ashi Targis de Besara. Kolomar, Shemata Dan de Besara, Afilu in Eina Margeshas Bifiyasa. If she sees Dam Dibisara, even if she doesn't sense the Dam leaving, to go and Dam and Nimsa Biprozer Shechayavin Rabiyas Mitas, like Dam that you have internally, it left in the core, didn't leave the body yet, that's still Dam that's Mitame. And if a woman knew that she had Dam Biprozer and then went into the Yasamitas, she'd be fired for Bias Mitas. Even though she had no Hargasha when it left the Makor. So this Maratha Zula sounds like you could have Hargasha to make a woman a Nida Daraisa, even if there's no Hargasha Tzichas Tiyamakor, even if the Hargasha is only internal in the process. That seems to be saying that you can have Hargasha inside the body that's already out of the, where the Dham is already out of the Makor, and the Proser hasn't yet left. So that sounds like the position of the Noda Bihi. The Chavis asks, at the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi, need to know the Noda Half Life. But many women may not ever got to see in the book. I mean, in practice, no, now there's no one else Hargash is in the court. It doesn't exist. We'll talk about what Hargash is with Ramadan in a little while. But yeah, there are definitely, presumably, even if at one point in history women may have had such a temptation, it's presumably not universal. So you would have Hargash as Viva Kavalah without Hargash as Viva Kavalah. Okay. So the Chavasas in the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi accepts the notion that Hargasha Ziva Savalah could constitute a Hargasha, but he believes that only makes sense if the Hargasha is Hargasha Ziva Savalah Midamakor. So if a woman doesn't have a sensation that the uterus is opening up, but she has a sensation that something is flowing out of the uterus, there's liquid flowing out of the uterus, that would be a Hargasha. But if the only sensation she has is of a Ziva Savalah proposal, the only sensation she has is something flowing internally outside of the Makor, then that would not constitute a Hargasha. His Svara, Kavachasa says that's a misnomer that way, that Hargasha is telling us at what point does a woman become a Nida. So she becomes a Nida when the Dham leaves the court. So you can't have a definition of Hargasha that post-dates when the Dham leaves the court, because that's no longer the determining point of when she became a Nida. So, yeah, you could have Hargasha as Ziva Savalah, but Hargasha Ziva Savalah is only relevant to define a woman as a Nida if that is the sensation of the Dham leaving the court. Once they're out of the court, so then we're past any workable definition of Hargasha. So that's the Chavis Das's adaptation of the Noda Bihuda. Yes, Ziva Savalah maybe Hargasha, but it's only if it's Ziva Savalah Hayose Min Hamakor. Okay. Tuvas Klas and Sofer, Yoredeya Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, Yoredeya Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, the Klas and Sofer rejects the Noda Bihuda, that no, Ziva Savalah does not constitute a Hargasha at all, and his Raya is, from the Shachar Retire of the Gemara, on the Zion of the Days, regarding Dham Bahashkana, regarding Ishishihi Osa Tzarachah. So just read a couple lines of the Chasam Sofer. Again, it's Yoredeya, meaning Kaylee Bay, Simon Kufay and Aleph. So the Gemara, you take a look at the Gemara if you have in front of you, and in Zayin Azayz, the Gemara says Tashma, that's 7 to 8 lines into the Gemara. Ha'isha she osa tzarecha v'rasa dam, the woman sees dam b'hashkana, and they are omer im omedet tmei and yishevet tzara, if he done it. Ida argisha yishevet tmei tzara. So if she is experiencing Hargasha, then why should be Tahara just because she's very seven? She has Hargasha, so she'd be Tanei because of Hargasha. Ella de Largasha. Ella, what unless there's no Hargasha? Because Omega's Tanei. If there's no Hargasha, and she's Omega, she's Tanei, how could that be? You just said, Ashitagi is Tahara, you can only become Tanei if there's Hargasha. So La'olam de Argasha. No, maybe we're talking about where it really is Hargasha. The Emer Hagasha Shnei Raglayim Have, and maybe if Hagasha Shnei Raglayim, the Hagasha is could be confused. If not Hagasha Dam, but Hagasha Shnei Raglayim. So says the Chasam Sofer as follows: the Kasha, the Hatalas Shnei Raglayim Milo Argasha Ziva Savala. If a woman is being mashtenis, then obviously there's a sensation of a zivus of a lot, because that's what happens if you're not from where Raglayim. We need to call a hafting cloud, being lachas for dam, lachas for Raglayim. It's impossible to distinguish between the sensation of dam coming out and the Raglayim coming out. So, how can the Gemara entertain Dilma? Maybe we're talking about a case where low Argasha, what do you mean low Argasha? If she's Batelus Mary Lyon, then obviously she's having a Hargasha. It's impossible otherwise. But the fact that the Gemara entertains that she's having a Hargasha, in fact, the Gemara entertains that she's not having a Hargasha, must be an indication that Ziva Savalach is not called a Hargasha. Because if Ziva Savalach was a Hargasha, then she's obviously having a Hargasha. There's no doubt to say low Argasha. I'll talk off Indian Hargasha who Hargasha Sadruf, the Nizdaza Beivar, and Chika Siyamoko. I will not see that Hargasha is either the Raman Hargasha, the Nizdaza Gufa, the Chula Sadashin Hargasha of Chika Siyamoko, but it can't be Hargasha Ziva Savalach. And the Chasim Sofer says, Ulufiyani Yisaiti, Zahu Raya She'ein Aleha Tuba. And this is the strongest Raya against the Chula Sadashin, the fact that the Gemara entertains that a woman who's Roadam Bahastana may not have Hargasha. If Hargasha is Ziva Savalach, then definitionally, if she's Roadam Bahastana, she not tell us Meir Glayim, she's going to be Hargasha. Yeah, the Chasam Sofer says, is a Raya She'ein Aleha Tuba. So many posts in the Daf this approach to the Chasam Sofer, that Ziva Savalach is not considered a Hargasha at all, and that the Aruch HaShulchan's orientation in Oth Samach Vav. That's Rav Avadia's orientation. Ramosha does not assimilate. Ramosha has a series of tshuvas written to Rabbi Eider that were originally published in the back of Rabbi Eider's Sefer Smiga, and then they're republished in one of the posthumous volumes of the Gemara, but they're there in Rabbi Eider's Sefer in the back. So in O Zion of the tshuvas to Rabbi Eider, Ramosha assumes that a Hargasha of a Ziva Savalach would be Hargasha. He just points out that it has to be a Hargasha internally. Meaning, not the Chavis Da'as is Hargasha Ziva Savalach Minim Akor, because that's no one experiences nowadays. But the Hargasha has to be a Hargasha of an internal flow, as opposed to the Hargasha of the Dam leaving the body. If a woman feels the Dam coming out of the body, that's not what the Nodi was talking about. The Ziva Savalach in Nodi Yehuda is an internal sensation, a sensation of an internal flow, not necessarily a flow in the Makor, because that you can't easily sense. A sensation of an internal flow because they're somewhere in the internal vaginal canal, or that area, but not a sensation of flow out of the body. Okay, so Moshe does assume that Ziva Savalach would be considered a Hargasha. Rav Stern points out in his piece here in 7 days, in the Sari Tara, that it, going back to what we discussed last time, if Hargasha is considered to be a simen as opposed to a Siba, if Hargasha is an indicator that Dam is Minim Akor, as opposed to Zeir Fakasa Ba'alma, but if it's just the Raya, the indicator that the Dam is a Minim Akor, then it's more misaver that Ziva Saralach would be considered to be a Hargasha. If we're just trying to figure out as best we can what the source of the Dhan is, so then it's more likely that a sensation of an internal flow would tell you that that Dhan is in the Makor, because that's what you're feeling. You're feeling the Dhan that came out of the Makor. If it's more Deus Acustus Alma oriented, so then, not to afraid us, but you could, you might be more inclined to assume that it's a more rigorous definition of Kikashi and Makor and Yisdaza Dupa. In Rabbi Karp's case of Mishnah Satara, he told of this machlokas as to whether this machlokas achronim as to whether ziva savelach is considered a hargasha. In a different machlokas rishonim, at least different indications in rishonim as to whether the hargasha that makes a woman anida is a sensation that precedes the dam leaving the makor, or could be either to measure it with, or perhaps even right after. So, Lashon HaRambam. Yeah. So, Rabbi Karp suggests, we'll touch with that now, that the machlokes as to whether Hargasha Ziva Savalah is considered Hargasha may depend on whether Hargasha, the Mitzvah woman Tameya, needs to precede the Yetiyah Sadam in the Makor, or could it be commensurate with the Yetiyah Sadam in the Makor, or maybe even after the Yetiyah Sadam in the Makor. So, we'll see, we'll show them how that. It's in the Simonalis, the Paragalis. So the Rambam, in the beginning of Parakasi Siri Diya, you read this before. Eina Isha Mithama Minatora Vinida Obeziva Ashitargis Vitira Dam. The Yefe Bidisara. So a woman is only Mitzama in a Torah once she has a Hargasha, Zitira Dam, and sees Dam, the Yefe Bidisara, and it leaves Bidisara. So there seems to be a chronology here that you have Hargasha, and then Zitira Dam. That Hargasha has to happen first. And then is the Ri'as Adam after the Hargasha. So according to the Rambam, Dibisara Achit Targish Dibisara, it means Achit Targish before it comes out Dibisara. That the Hargasha precedes the Ri'as Adam. Acha Targis, the Tiradam, the Yetse, Bidisara. So if that's your definition, that has to come first, so then obviously Ziva Savalach can't be a Hargasha, because that's only, or at least, to know who the Ziva Savalach or Ziva Savalach is closer, that can't be Hargasha, because that's too late. The Hargasha has to precede the Yetse Adam, and that Hargasha is after the Dam already left in the court. Rasa is a similar lesson. Rasa in Taras Abayis, Bayis Zai in the beginning of Shar Dawid. Bayis Zai in the beginning of Shar Dawid. Dvar Torah Eina Isha Mitama Mishamida Ashe Targis Vibisara Dishaf Yitiyasaf. It has to be a Hargasha Dishaf Yitiyasaf. So that line. So he doesn't say Hargasha before Yitiyasam, but Asher Targis to the Sar of the Shas Yitiyasam sounds like the Hargasha is not a Hargasha of Yitiyasam. There's a Hargasha at the time of Yitiyasam. So if Hargasha is Ziva Savalach, even the Chabad Sas is Ziva Savalach coming out of the Makor, so that doesn't seem to fit in the Rashba. Asher Targis to the Sar of the Shas Yitiyasam. There has to be a Hargasha at the time of the Dam leaves, so the Hargasha sounds like it's something other than the Yetiyah Sam itself. Now compare that to the lesson of Sefer HaChinuch. Yeah. Well, the Sarah actually targets the Sarah is the Yitzhiya Shamanim, of course, because we know that a woman is Nitama. Once a family is in the core, a woman is Nitama even before the leaves are good. Right? That's the other God of the Nitama, and that's men. The last is in Tarakabai, the beginning of Bayis. Zion, Shar Dallas. In the standard pagination of the Rashba, it's on the standard pagination of the Rashba is on Tes Vav on the days in the Torah of Life. The very first line in Shar Dallas, which is begin to help us become. Okay. Now, contrast the Rambam and the Rashba to the Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch Simon Reish Zion. Min HaTorah Ein Isha Mishkama Ad Shetargis Ba'atma Dam Tanasa. A woman only becomes Tanea if she is Targis the Atma Dam Tamasa. She has a sensation of the Dam. Kinamar Dami as a Vabid Sarah. Kalamar said Targis Oso. The Chinuch sounds like it's the Hargasha of the Dam itself. And that's some other Hargasha that precedes the Dam. Not a Hargasha external to the Dam, but Hargasha of the Dam itself. Which was fit with the Nod Yehud of Ziva Sarala. There's a lesson of Rashi that sounds like that as well on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi Gimel Amud Aleph, Ziva Maskil, Mar Geshes. About halfway down. What does Hargasha mean? Kolomar Yoda'as Da'atma Kishe Yose Dami Mena. That she knows. Hargasha means Yidia. If we quote it from the author itself, Yoda'as Da'atma Kishe Yose Dami Mena. She knows when the Dam is Yose. So you have a must notice there also that the Hargasha is of the Yitzhiya Shamanim. That's Rabbi Karp's analysis that there are different lashonim to lashonim that seem to point in the two directions here, whether the Hargasha is independent of the Yitzhiya Shamanim or the Hargasha is one and the same with the Yitzhiya Shamanim, and whether you accept the Ziva Shavalaf as another category of Hargasha may depend on those formulations of Hargasha in the Yitzhiya. Okay. So what constitutes Hargasha this man has that. The Shev Yaakov already, not to be confused with the Shrif Yaakov, if you count all the times in the standard printing of the Shulchan Aruch where the Kitse Tshuva cites the Shev Yaakov instead of, where it says Shev Yaakov instead of Shrif Yaakov, the Shrif Yaakov instead of Shev Yaakov, you probably have an impressive list. But this is the Tshuva Shev Yaakov, not the Shrif Yaakov of the Torah Chachamim, but the Tshuva Shev Yaakov is written in the 1740s. He already points out that in his time, women did not experience a hargasha of nisazah gufa or a hargasha of sichas yemokor. That women didn't feel the rachem opening. Women didn't feel this kind of stammering that the Rama speaks of in his definition of hargasha. And even a ziva savalach. So if it's the ziva savalach of a kavasad, that it's Ziva Savalach coming out of the prose there, so that also women do not experience. Ziva Savalach, if it's Ziva Savalach coming out of the Makor, that women don't experience. Ziva Savalach internally, so that's some women will experience, but not all women. So if you don't accept Ziva Sevelach as a kind of Hargasha, or even if you accept it, but not all women experience Ziva Sevelach, so how you talk in that nowadays is no Nida Daraisa, if you knocked out Nizaza Gufa, you knocked out Tichas Fimakor, you knocked out Ziva Sevelach Minamakor, and all you're left with is maybe, according to some Achronim, Ziva Sevelach Diproser, which not all women experience anyway. So how could it be that if you require B'Besara, as you're talking to B'Besara, women need to have a Hargasha, again, if you don't accept the Sidri Tyra, that if you know it's Minamakor, she's going to be Tnei anyway Minatara, but according to the Rosh Hashonim, how could it be that you don't have the need of the Raisa if a lot of women nowadays don't experience Hargasha? So to this, there are a number of approaches in Achronim. No one assumes that there's no such thing as Nida Daraisa anymore, so you have to figure out how to get out of this problem. The Aruch HaShulchan in Os Tanach Aleph says that we don't believe a woman. Hevel Yitzha Pianosh and Eilam. If a woman tells you that she doesn't experience Hargasha, she's wrong. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She says she doesn't experience Hargasha Shri Makor or Nisaz Agufa, she's not telling the truth. Don't believe her. The woman really experiences. Presumably what the Aruch HaShulchan means, which Rav Moshe writes in more tempered language, in his Tshuva to Rabbi Eider Os Yudeis, is that women aren't as attuned to certain things in their body as they might have been generations ago, and can't necessarily express certain sensations. So a woman knows when she becomes Anita. It's not a secret, it's not a surprise. So women can't express exactly what that sensation of Chazal meant by Hargasha is, but it's there. And they may not have the language for it, they may not be sufficiently attuned to what's going on in the body. Whatever Chazal meant by Hargasha, that still takes place, even if they're not attuned to that reality. Presumably that's what the Aruch HaShulchan meant, not that it's a conspiracy on the part of the women to pretend that there's no Hargasha and they're really having it, but that people aren't as attuned to the body as they used to be. In the other direction, Rabbi Morgenstern in the Tiftei Das, this is volume 1, Perek Aleph, footnote 17, Perek Aleph, footnote 17, he just wonders that, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, every woman always has Hargasha. But they can't tell you that they have Hargasha because they can't express it or they don't know what Hargasha is. So we assume that every woman has Hargasha. So how can you ever have Kula Summon as Manasseh? The whole assumption of Kula Summon is that there are certain Riyasam that is only, it's not in either the right, so it's not Bab Hargasha. And there could be a Tliya, and maybe Kula Summon is not based on a Tliya, as we'll talk about. But if you have to be Koshesh that women have Hargasha and they don't know it, so then why aren't you Koshesh every time a woman sees a Kesem, that is really Bab Hargasha? Because you have to assume on the summit every woman has Hargasha, she also doesn't know it. Rav Ozner kind of takes that point Lahalacha in a certain way. Shevet Alevi Chelek Yud Simen Kuf Membeis. Shevet Alevi Chelek Yud Simen Kuf Membeis. So he writes, that really you have to be choshes nowadays that a woman has Hargasha. Ella what? The senses are dulled. Nechlas Rahushim, the Atbanus, the Kim Hoya, and Shiach Ma'od, and people are nervous, and people aren't sufficiently attuned to their sensations. But you can't say that there's no Hargasha because by nature we assume that Dam generally comes the Hargasha. Aye, if that's the case, then how do you ever have Kula Summon, says Rav Ozner? You should always be cautious. If a woman sees a Kesem, Maybe it's really Bahargasha. The Rashi says, we can't be machmir against that which is mesuras and chazal to allow to be makel b'tzom across the board. You can't just throw out all Hilchos Tzom. However, he writes, Tama for Amin Hayamit Libi Mokhti, but sometimes he wasn't so comfortable relying on Kula Tzom. If a woman sees Dan on a bag at the Tzom of Huzos, so let's say she sees fresh Dan on an undergarment, Tachos Miki Grit, it looks like Dan Nida, smells like Dan Nida, there's no way that it came from anywhere else. So, technically speaking, if less than a grist, then you have the right to be makel, that's ketem, and she's tahora. But hakos nafis, you know where it came from. So, Rav Avner says that in that kind of situation, he's reluctant to be makel, even though the ikar din, technically speaking, have every right to be makel because that's what kulas tzomim is. He says that even though we're not going to throw out Kula Tzom and lock, stock, and barrel, in a situation where it really looks like it's really going to be Dan Nidus, it's just a technicality or a sausage music is, even though there's no Argasha, but maybe she'd be close that really there was Argasha, and we don't know, then I got that kind of situation. He writes, Hayalibi Nokvi, that maybe this will be nothing. So. So the only hargasha that a woman may experience is ziva savalach v'kosa. That's the machlokas for that called hargasha. So the Yochai Shulchan says, no, every woman has hargasha, they just don't know it. So as we're saying, if that's true, every woman has hargasha, they don't know it, so how can everyone make one summon? So Rav Avner pushes the envelope a little, maybe to some extent in the Hanabi, maybe there are cases where technically speaking, of a Sokhan Arach, you have every right to be Makel, but you know where it's from. There's no real doubt. Well, if you have, let's say, Yosef Mikigrit, you can't be Makel anyway. But that's essentially, meaning, those are two sides there. Because if you accept the Yochai Shulchan, then no, everyone has a gasha, they just don't know it, so then logically that should lead you to never being able to be makel that summon. So no one's going to go that far, so I'm just pointing out, the Rav Avner kind of accepts that to a point. That maybe the Chidami, you always have to be close to, on some level you have to be close to the Yochai Gasha, so you have to figure out if there are other legitimate Shulchan, fine, but if all indications are that this is really minimal core, even though it's less than a gist, it's not Bar Gasha, they should have been naked because it was only covered to Rabbanon, but maybe after the Kosher, they said there was Argasha. Talk as you could guess, Ainim Makabal Tome and Savonim. That'll take us to Yom Kippur. Correct. If you accept that there's no Hagasha. Well, so that's where that's what I'm trying to figure out now. So the first approach is the official sign that everyone experiences Hagasha, they don't know it. If that's true, then logically, if everyone experiences Hagasha, they don't know it, so then how can you ever be naked on something because you always have to assume that there's Hagasha. That's the official sign. Tuvas Maran Chik, Yoridea Simin Kuf Pei Days. Tuvas Maran Chik, Yoridea Simin Kuf Pei Days. Equate Hargasha with a Vest Hagos. So just about everyone else rejects or doesn't countenance such a Malach. So in Maran Chik, a Vest Hagos, we talked about with Vesta Vesta, is some kind of sensation that precedes a Re'iyah, a woman who has cramping or other sensations prior to the onset of Dan Nida, So they have to create a vested look where when she experiences that sensation and she knows that the re'iyah is imminent, so that may have certain halachos of vesta. So the Maran Shik seems to say that even if you don't know the other hagashas, maybe this kind of vesta guf is also considered to be a hagasha. The Orcha Shochan says that can't be. Orcha Shochan is fifth and half. He writes, Re'isi Nisha Mefat. Now, before the Orcha Shochan, let's take a look at the Rambam. Because what the Orcha Shochan is alluding to is that there may be, at first glance, some osmosis in the Rambam. Rambam that we just read in the beginning of Parakas, that Hagasha precedes Re'iyah. So when we read that a few minutes ago, we read it in the context, oh, Hagasha precedes Re'iyah, then so maybe that means Mizdaza Gufa, and then the Re'iyah is a minute later. She's trembling, and the trembling is the onset of the Re'iyah. So this is what the Orcha Shochan says is behind the Maran Shik. So someone just says Raman to me, and that's the Mizdaza Gufa of a second before the Re'iyah, but the Mizdaza Gufa as a kind of symptom of a Vesagot, that the kinds of symptoms that a woman may typically have, Mateshes, the Sahekes, prior to Re'iyah Sadam, it could be a day before, 2 days before, but maybe that's considered a Hagasha. So the Orcha Shochan says that's not Talmud Rambam. Loni really klal. Then Cain, Shita she'ein ze'inyan Hagashas mei raglayim. If Hagasha you're talking about is Hagasha v'vesa gos, that comes sometime before the Re'iyah Sadam, so that's not something that you would confuse with Hagashas mei raglayim. The premise of the Gemara in the Zayin Days in the first Tashma is that a person could confuse Hargashas Neiraglayim with the Hargasha of Anita. The Orcha Shochan says that's not that. That's generally this is not accepted by other poskim. The Vesta Guf is not the same as Hagasha for our purposes. Okay. Rabbi Karp quotes in Rav Yosef that back to the question of how do you have need the right to this man is that it's only half an answer, and we'll see Rav Yosef also had the other half in a moment, but the half answer that he quotes is that even if your orientation would have been to reject, let's say, like the Chasam Sokka, to reject Ziva Savarlach as a tenable form of Hargasha, but nowadays, where that's the only thing we have left, there's no Pichasiyah Makar, there's no Nizaza Gufa, the only candidate left standing is Ziva Savarlach. So Rabbi Karp says to Rabbi Yosef, yes, that's some Hargasha. So even if you would have been inclined to not accept Ziva Savarlach at some point in history, so that's all you have left, so you have to assume that Ziva Savarlach is a Hargasha. I don't think that's what you're telling that. I think even if you take a very successful approach, you'll still say that there are... It's easier to say different, right? Right. But you can still fit it in with the board of those approaches. Okay. Yeah. This would assume that no one holds. Okay, correct. Right. Right. So the Navi Yehuda didn't say Zilas Aralach to the exclusion of the others. He said even Zilas Aralach is a Hadasha. Okay. So if I think what Rabbi Karmi is going to say to is that okay, there may be some topic as to whether it's really the Hadasha, but it can't be that there's no Hadasha. So given the choices, you have to go with it. It's only right. Correct. Correct. Okay, good. No. We're talking about the rice of the Rabbanim. There's no only the Maitin. Even if you accept that there's no need of the rice, you still have you still to do only the Rabbanim. Okay. So, Rabbi Willig has the following Mahalach, which is printed in Am Mordechai and Dalar Salter Shulchan Aruch Siman Kaf Gimel, originally printed in the Kot Riyamid, I think, of the Beit Mikvah, one of those. So he has the following Mahalach just in Rastra, and then many years after he published it, Rabbi Morgenstern published his Shulchan Aruch, and quote the same thing from over the Rashi. So the Rashi is on Zion on the day. If you take a look back at the Gemara, so the Gemara starts with Shmuel's Rasha of the Bisara at the target the Bisara. And the Gemara Nehemshech also has another drasha of the Bsara below the Shir, the Bsara below the Chatzitza. That in order for one to be Tumeya Minotora, to have Damida Minotora, the Dam can't be contained in the center. It can't be contained in a Chatzitza that's expelled from the body. It can't be contained within something else that the body itself. So the Yisrael were bothered. How can you learn two drushos from the same word? Says the Kiddushei Ran here on the Zion Rebbeis. And I misspoke. The Gemara is bothered. And he's going to explain what the Mishnah is going to say. The Gemara says, "Vakasmi vayle b'besar v'lo b'shir lo v'chatzicha." Don't you need a drasha for a different halacha that the dam can't come out as part of something else that expels? The Gemara says, "Sorry, it's not me. No, you learn that both." So he's going to try to explain how does that work. Usually, you can't have multiple drashas from the same reason. So the Ran writes, "Sorry, it's not me. No." Fundamentally, it's one drasha. The Av Hadrasha is the Bisara Atitagis. The Bisara, that a woman's only to name in a Torah if she has a Hadrasha. Mineva Mashma, the Lo Bisir Velo Bechasicha. So once I know the overarching drasha of the Bisara Atitagis to the Bisara, that the Dam is Rivar Gasha, so then I know included in that is that the Dam can't be the spear or the chasicha, to aim the kayose bezeh hagash of dam, our gash of spear the chasicha. If the dam is embedded in some other substance that the body is expelling, if it's embedded in the spear of the chasicha, then the hagash that a woman experiences when it's expelled is the hagash of the spear and the chasicha, not the hagash of the dam. But it's really one drasha. And the Gemara says, "Tarti shnamina." It doesn't mean that there's two separate drushas. It means it's one drusha with an application. The drusha is the Bisara Shetagis Bisara, and the application is, since you need Hargasha of the Dam, if you have Hargasha of something else being expelled, then you don't have Hargasha of Dam. That's not Hargasha. So there's one drusha, and Lo Bishir Lo Chasicha, is an application of that drug. Okay. The Rashba writes as follows. Parthis Masina. Perish Mori Haraza, which is Rabbeinu Yonah. Drasha de'ad to target. The drasha de below the spear, school of faith. That the two drashas of Acha Targis and Zara and below the spear, below the Chatzicha, are on equal footing. The Tarvayu, Darshina, Lahubi de below Siv. You mean it does say Dibsara? I have a latent memory of figuring this out once. I don't remember. It can't be that it's supposed to be in the Gelot Tzid Bistara, because that wouldn't make sense in the Pasuk anyway. Not there. Okay. Right. Ram Bhagavan. Okay, so let's go on for now. We'll try to figure it out. So anyway, Gautama Vena Yona, that the two drushas of school are same. Then of course the age of Farsam is the Kiddushay Ran, is a low despair, high in the sin, the aim of Gashif, the Kiddushay, as we just said, that the reason that the low despair is excluded is because there's no Hargasha Yitzhiya Sam, there's Hargasha Yitzhiya Sahasbir, or Yitzhiya Sahasifa. The Hitcha Moya Razal, the East Jiral Anjarkas of Isha Lira Sam, the Chasifa, Lom Nitarin Nishum De Eina Margas. That if a woman would see down the Chasifa and that would be considered the Derech, that would be considered the norm, then the fact that she's not experiencing a Hargasha wouldn't concern her. The Ran says that the Lobisir Lob Chasifa subsumed under the Tzara, 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 doesn't need that Hargasha, and if you're expelling a Chasifa, the Hargasha is that of the Chasifa, not that of the God. The Rosh Hashanah of Benyon and Esam that said, no, that if it would be the Derech to see down the Chasifa, then the fact that she's not Margeshes wouldn't concern us. Meaning, if not for the Derech HaKasav of the Lobe Shir, the Lobe Chasifa, if it would have been the Derech of a woman to see down the Chasifa, then she'd be Tanei in the Torah even without her back. So that line indicates that if something is Derech L'iyah B'kach, then fundamentally a woman could be a Nida min haTorah even without her Gasha if that is the Derech HaRe'iyah. Absent the Derech HaGasha to tell you that by Chasifa that's not. That's what Rabbi Willard points out. The Slino, of course, is from the Parda Simonim, and Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Oviyakov as well, that you see there's a significance to Derech L'iyah B'kach in defining a woman as Anida Min HaTorah. So maybe that is the way that you could have Hagasa B'smanazah, that if nowadays the Derech L'iyah B'kach is without a physical sensation, then that could still be a Nida Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yashiv has in the Torah's Aruch, in fact, Caleb Allison Pedalid, the din is that a baby, a girl, to become Anida, to be Tnei Anida, even on day one, even the day she's born. So obviously there's no Hargasha. You can't say that a one-year-old baby experiences a Hargasha. Ella must be that that's considered Derech L'iyah B'kach. Whatever is considered Derech L'iyah B'kach to make a woman a Nida Min HaTorah. Now, this also could put you in the other direction, that if you assume that any time you see Dam that Derech L'iyah B'kach, so again, throw out all the social stuff. So Rav Yashiv, Rabbi Morgan, of course, from Rav Yashiv, that like we saw from Rav Yashiv, if you want to be master against the Min HaTorah Doros to be make a long summon, but Rav Yashiv thought, again, along the lines of what we quoted from before, that if you have a hargasha ziva savalaf, so at least for that you have to be kosher that that is a hargasha, and then you shouldn't be nekel on a kesem if you have a ziva savalaf. I don't know, you have a question? You don't need a hargasha. If it's derech liya b'kach, then a woman could be pregnant even without a hargasha. Right. Now, what Rabbi Willi points out l'maisa is that that would lead you with the following chumra, that if whatever considered derech liya b'kach, now, you could have situations where we'll define it as not derech liya b'kach. You could have done it as not derech liya b'kach. But if we'll assume that you don't need a hargasha, now which is derech liya b'kach is going to make a woman tameya min haTorah, so then if a woman has a kind of IUD, intrauterine device, a kind of contraceptive that causes very minimal monthly bleeding, there are certain IUDs that cause a woman to have a very minimal re'iyah every month, so it's less than a serious risk, it would be in a vacuum, it would be a kesem. But if that the derech liya b'kach, the woman who has this IUD, the norm is that she sees that amount of dam on a monthly basis, so then you have to be mapping to see that is in Riba Deraisa, because that's her derech liya b'kach. So bottom line, if the question is how do you have nida b'zman hazeh, then either you set the ochah shulchan slash the Moshe post that women have hargashos, they just don't know it or they don't understand it, they're not sensitive to it, but whether or not we can point a finger at a specific hargasha is there. We have the approach that at least nida savalach we have the pros there in that hargasha, and you have Rabbi Willis' approach, which Rabbi Yashiv has as well, that if something is there for either calf, that could make a woman an either derisa even without any hadas. Yeah. You have a regular kesem that is not. A woman has a normal pattern of when she sees Riyah. So if you have a kesem at a point where Riyah is not accepted, that's still that's still a kesem. That's not there for you today. The percentage, that maybe, but we'll talk as we talk about some in more detail what the applications are. So not every, the fact that a woman, in most situations, if there's no other context, you still would have the right to rely on kula summon if there aren't other indications that it's, the exact time to be done, or even we'll have to flesh out some of the details later on. Okay, so last time we spoke about Re'iyah below Hargasha, and now let's talk about Hargasha below Re'iyah, which was the context of that Tumas HaGashem that we started with. The side of the Tumas HaGashem is F in Simin Reish and Vav, or F himself, as we discussed. The sila in Simon Hadassah and Simon Reish Nangav was a woman who has a hadasa, and then she does a bidika, and she sees a maritah. So if she just had the Hargasha and didn't see anything, you'd have to be choshesh. You may have to be choshesh that she's an eager deraisa, but she had the Hargasha. So here she did a bedika, and the bedika yoga to Maritah. So the Jewish Adeshin writes the following. Veneering. The Isha Shehergisha Ubadka the Afikat Lama Tafakron Yeshvatam. If a woman has a Hargasha, and then she does a Bedika, and the Bedika yields nothing. So she has a Hargasha, she didn't see any dam, she did a Bedika, no dam. Yeshvatam. You still have to treat her as Tanea. Devada Yasa Kipasam Kisardo, then it's Tanea Hanibok. You have to assume if there is a Hargasha, then there definitely was a Ri'iya. Maybe it's a small quantity of blood, and it got so wiped away, it disappeared. But if she had a Hargasha, you have to assume there is that. The Hargasha Svara Deraisa, he, so if it doesn't write Hargasha, it's a Svara Deraisa, Hecha Deleka Lenisli Hargasha Bemidi Achrini. Unless you can attribute Hargasha to something else. Unless you attribute it to Hargasha Sneraglayim, Hargasha Saratasmus. If you contribute to something else, okay. But if you have nothing to attribute the Hargasha to, you have to assume that there was a Re'iyah, even if you don't see the dam, because it disappeared. So that's in a case where you did a Hargasha, and you did a Bedika, and it yielded nothing. Mikol Makom, the Nidon Didan, Ho'il Umat Lichlufis, Delovin Ala'eh, but here, she did a Bedika, and it yielded something. It yielded a Maritoho. So she did a Bedika, and she found the Mara Tahor, Armina, that he keep us loving, he the Argisha, the Lovin, the Yarak, Nami, Minimakor Tashi. And then you have the right to assume that the Hargasha is connected to that Mara Tahor, because you can have a Mara Tahor that also comes from Minimakor. And then you don't have to consider this woman to be Tanea or Asura Levite. So, Tzuras Hadas in Assum. If there's Hargasha below Re'iyah, she's Tanea. If there's Hargasha and when you see a Mara Tahor, then she's Tahor. Okay. So, this is quoted the halacha in the beginning of Siman Tzuras Hadas. Take a look at the beginning of Siman Tzuras Hadas. Divar Torah, Eina Isha Mitama Veloa Sura Labaila Asha Targish Shayata Dam Nidisara. The Chachamim goes, you all test them to Nimsa Vagufa Obi Vigadeha, Tishneya Vasura Labaila, Asila Lohigisha, Vasila Baka Asma Masa Tahora. Even if she does a Bedika and the Bedika is clean, she still has to assume that she is Tanei. V'im hirgisha shenitzach mekor lehoshi dam ubakav acharkach v'lo matzaklum. If she has a hargasha that there was tzichas tia mekor, and she did a bedika, and she didn't find anything on the bedika, yes, Misha Omer, Shehid Tanea. So that yes, Misha Omer, this to Misha Deshen, that if she had a Hargasha, and she did a bedika, and nothing came up on the bedika, she is still Tanea. So the Mechaber quotes says the Yesh Misha Omer, but he doesn't quote a Cholek. Take a look at the Taras Aslam in the bottom of Katan Beis. after the Beit Yosef lo nimsa misha cholik v'zeh, mikol makom kasa v'lotin yesh misha omer, v'fisha v'mosa adover b'shim posek rabbetu v'chadasha. So the mechaber, if something only appears in a single rishon, he may quote that as a yesh misha omer, even though there's no cholik per se, and even though he accepts that without a machloket. In the Darkei Moshe, in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, Darkei Moshe HaKatzar, Siman Kuf Pei Ches O Seis, he quotes the Tzuvos HaDeshen. And he concludes, Gam lo re'isi le'echa min ha'poskim tatasu l'tanosa b'hargasa b'lo'iya klau, v'lachayim dvar shlichanir. That he didn't find anyone else say that you have to treat the women as Tanaya just because he had Argasha without any Riya. V'lochein dvarav sarachia. Shrikhamir. So that's what the Ramah writes in Darkei Moshe. The Ramah is not masig in Shulchan Aruch here on the Mechaber. That's the age-old question. What do you do if the Ramah writes something in Darkei Moshe and it doesn't make it into the Argos on Shulchan Aruch? That's not a clear answer, but the Maisa, the Mechaber quotes this without a cholik, and the Ramah doesn't comment. There is a third position, and that is of the Radvaz. Tzivos HaRadvaz Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Mem Tes. Tzivos HaRadvaz Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Mem Tes. The Radvaz addresses both of the shailos that are embedded in Tzivos HaDeshen. A woman has a hargasha, and she does a bedusa, and either she sees nothing, or she sees a maratah. So he quotes the Tzivos HaDeshen, and he writes, "Vani Omer, ki amekayim chumrezu, over mishum." Nishay ani kegarshun libayis te an guhu. The mezvah on this is ona. If you accept the chumrah of Tzivos HaDeshen, and you're going to say that a woman who has argasha without a re'ia is tameya, then you'd be mezvah on this is ona. Gam asakasa zim yagisha ubat ka achikach v'loma taklum yesh v'tama. The Vada Yasakiva Sanka Farga Vinitanea Hani Muach, the Gasha Farga Raisahi, and enough in a Sikal, the Masri Varas, the name of the Torah, the Vada Rasa, the Kal Gaga Omer in Ethan and Tan in the Torah, as your target, the Kirin. So to say that a woman is Tanea just because she has her Gasha below the ear, as the Vada says, the Mazata Mishasana, and to say that if you did a Vidika and it finds, and you yield nothing, that she's going to be Tumeya in a Torah, it says that's not true. That you need, it's not Hargash in a vacuum, it's Asher Targis Vatira. You need to have Hargash, so it's followed by Re'ia to make a woman into a Nida Jaraisa. So the Radvaz writes in conclusion that if she has a Hargash, she will be Tashvashka, Yeshloch is called Nantulabach. So he'll acknowledge that you have to do bedika. But if you did a bedika, then you don't have to be a chosasha. It's enough that we have some of the nurses all of the Zayah. That's enough of a chumma. Because my name is a chumma, while the Isu was a mati, needs to know your chumma. Because this chumma is a chosasha, and to consider a woman chumma. If she has her gasha, even if she does a bedika, and the bedika yields nothing, so that far he doesn't see anyone go. So yeah. If it's that best, then you have to be chosik anyway because this has been a piece of samachodesh. So she's a true brother. But if it's So then you don't have to be, then you don't have to be associated as long as you know you. So again, according to the Tumas HaDeshen, if a woman experiences Hargasha and there's no Re'iya, she needs to do Bedika. And even if the Bedika yields nothing, she's going to be Tumei. If the Bedika yields a Maratahor, you can be called a Maratahor. If the Bedika, if you don't do Bedika, or if the Bedika yields nothing, then you have to be Choshe that she really had a Re'iya, because Hargasha started the Raisahi, and there definitely was Re'iya, and it was Niluach, it was Nibu, something happened to it, but it definitely was Ami, you have to be Choshe, and treat her as a Nibu Derech. That's the Tumas HaDeshen, and that's what the Mechaber quotes here at the Yesh Nisha Omer. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe is called the Tumas HaDeshen, and the Ramah sounds like you don't need to bedik at all, because he said the whole thing is Salafian. And the Razah sounds like it's a compromise position, that in principle, it's not going to make you a Nida Daraisa if you do Vedika and find nothing, but he still thinks you need to do Vedika. So according to the Razaz, if you did a Vedika, the Vedika is clean, then she is the whole. So take a look at the Tiftei Tshuva, Simon Kofsad, Yishtef Katan Vav. Simon Kufsadi Fiskatanva. So the Tishuva here quotes the Machloka Safronim. If a woman has a Hargasha, that's my friend? Because Achit, as the Raza says, Achit Targis Vipira. That Hargasha is not a standalone. Not a standalone din. If Hargasha is a prerequisite for a Re'iya. Hargasha tells you, if you have Hargasha followed by the Re'iya, that's an indication the Re'iya is Dhamma Makar. So without a Re'iya, there's no magic in Hargasha. Presumably that's what he hasn't thought out. But. Okay. So the Pesach Shuvah here in Tiftasin Vav quotes the following Machlokes Achron. Let's say a woman has Hargasha and there's no Re'iya. And then she does a Bedika. And on the Bedika, she finds both the Maris Tahor and the Maris Tame Pachos Mikadir. And it was an eighth Ein Abad. Again, a woman has Hargasha, she doesn't see anything. She does the Bedika with an eighth in a bucket, meaning she didn't check the cloth before she did the Bedika to make sure that it was clean. So it could be whatever she sees was on her before. It could be it's new. So she uses an eighth in a bucket, and when she does the Bedika, she sees two things. She sees a Mara Tahor, and she sees a Mara Tame Pasuk Mikadim. So if she only saw the Maratame. You did a regular Bedika, a woman has her gosh, you did a regular Bedika like the Tumas HaDeshen says you have to do and the advisor says you have to do. Excuse me. Then she sees a Maratame talk with Mikadrif, she has to assume that's been a Makor, and that she's Tumea Minatora. So here, she sees a Maratame talk with Mikadrif and a Maratora. So maybe you could assume, since it's an Ezein Abaduk, that the Maratame was there before, and the Maratahor is a new Mara, and then you could attribute the Hargasha to the Maratahor, and she is Tehora. So he quotes, the Tuvas Givas Shol says that the woman is Tehora, that we're told of the Hargasha on the Maratahor, and the Chavasas and Shivkatam Amidayin says that she is Tanei. What's the Nachlokes? Okay? So the Chavasas writes as follows. Chavasas in Shifkatsa and Lamizai. Aval bihergisha seyata dami mitora Umata Mara Saharas Al Chalukah, so she has a Hargasha, and she finds a Mara Tahar on her garment, the Gam Mara Edom, and she sees a Mara Tameh, Likuli Alma Einotola. So you have no right to attribute the Hargasha to the Mara Tahar at the expense of the Mara Tameh, because Rose Tichas Hamakor Minasim Lamara Sameyafim, that the Hargasa was Hargasa Tichas Mihamakor. The majority of cases where you have a Tichas Mihamakor, it expels the Mara Tame. The Hatsumeya Baloma Sakal. Because if you have Hargasa, Tumas Adesan told you, even if you find nothing, she's going to be Tumeya. So you assume that if there's Hargasa Tichas Hamakor, then the rove of results is that it's going to be a maritama. The chaynira, the afilu ras al eitu humulochlach, the vada midar marit saharos, still to maybe shagisa. Even if you use an eitu ain abodok. So then maybe there's more of a reason to attribute the dam tame to some previous episode because you didn't check the aid before you use it for bidisa. Still she's going to be tamei once there's ragasa. The chain of filu neva nita se eit meya, the ena tahora kisher gisa. And even if you have a bedika cloth, and half of the bedika cloth disappears, so you have a mara tahor on the half that's still there, and the other half disappears, you have to be choshes, and maybe there's a mara tame on the other half as well. And the only time that you could be mekel is if you know the biror that there are only Mara Tahoros on the Bedika cloth. So even if it's an Eitz Ein Abadok, even if in theory there's a possibility of attributing the Mara Tame to some previous episode, as long as you had Argasha, you have to assume that the rove of what is attributed to the Argasha is going to be a Mara Tame. So then you have to be Machmir. So short of having doing a bedika and only finding a mara tahor, any situation in which there's a mara tami that's possibly connected to the hargasha, you have to assume that she's tamei. So right, the chalasa. In the Sefer Mereshes Moshe, Siman Pei Beis, he points out, or he claims, that the pashtus should be like the chalasa. That just like if a woman has her gasha and finds nothing, she's going to be tamea, because it has to be associated that there was dam and it disappeared. So the fact that she did a bedika and found a maratame on the bedika cloth is no worse, even though there's also maratahor. But as long as there's a path of attribution of the maratame to the gasha, then you'd have to be nachna. And that's what the chalasah says. What's the rationale of the Givah Shol? Why does the Givah Shol say that if you have a Maratar and a Maratame and the Eitzei and a Baduk, you have the right to be told of the Hargasha on the Maratahor and say the woman is Tahora? So the Mereshes Moshe points to the following piece in Chidushei Rabbi Kiv Eger, the beginning of Haroah Kesef. Kiv Eger writes in his Chidushei on Daf Nun Zayin in the days, you go another 10 minutes? Yeah? Okay. Mereshes, Rabbi Kiviger writes in his Chidushim on Enzayin on the day. Ani mistapeg beguf hadin de mevur b'tum esedetah. De im lo matza klum de tmeya. Rabbi Tum esedetah assumes that if she sees no dam after the gashi, she's still tmeya. De bevadai rasa the nevad, because you have to assume that she definitely had a re and it was lost. The im matza marit lavan the tahora the talina nargasha b'zeh. But if she finds a marit tahor, that's all she finds, then the true possession says she can be called on the marit tahor. Okay. The lo nisba'er, the Kivayger says the following case is not clear from the Jumas Adesha. The im lo badka rakatia e. So let's say she did a bedika, but she only examined half of the bedika cloth. Umasala Mara Tahora. So she did a bedika, but she only looked at half of the bedika cloth, and that half has a Mara Tahora. Im Nachosh Ulai Haya Al Nafis Hasheni Mara Tamea. Maybe she becomes that there's a Mara Tamea on the second half, if you know for sure that there's a Mara Tahora and a Mara Tamea. It sounds like he's assuming after Sumeti Shmeya. So let's say you only looked at half of the picture. You looked at the half that is a Mara Tahora. You didn't look at the second half. So do you have to be Choshe? So maybe there's a Mara Tahora in the second half. Ubi'inan dafka bedika derek giror shelo hayarak Mara Tahora. So is the requirement of bedika for the Tumas Hadeshen that you have to be Mizarer that there's only a Mara Tahora? So if you haven't been Mivara that is only a Mara Tahor, then you haven't accomplished anything to the Bedika. Oh, Kevan de Efshar Lenisli Hargasha Bazeh, Lomachakin and Reyesa Bazeh, Lomach Sharasa Yelkinisa. So the requirement of the Bedika for the Tumas Hadeshen is the requirement of the Bedika to ascertain that there's no Mara Tameh, or is it to provide a possible Tulia? So if it's ascertained that there's no Mara Tameh, if you only look at half of the bedika cloth, even if you find the Mara Tahora, maybe there's a Mara Tameh in the other half. You haven't accomplished anything. But if the point of the bedika is to create a Tliya, so once you find your Mara Tahora, you have your Tliya, go home. But Rebbe Kneger leaves that as a question, what's the point of the bedika for the Tumas Hadeshen? Is it to establish that there's only a Mara Tahora? Or is it to provide a Tliya? If it's to provide a Tliya, once you have the Tliya, you don't have to look at the whole picture. So the Chavisat compared his case of doing a Bedika with an Eitzein Abadot and finding both a Mara Tameh and a Mara Tahor to the case of losing half of the bedika cloth. So he says, just like if you lose half of the bedika cloth, then you have no right to be nekel, because maybe there's a Mara Tameh on the other half, even if there's a Mara Tahor in this half. So the same thing, if you have a Mara Tameh and a Mara Tahor, so the Mara Tahor doesn't help you as long as you have a Mara Tameh. So the Chavazaz is assuming that the point of the bedika is to establish that there's only a Mara Tahor. So anything short of establishing that there's only a Mara Tahor isn't going to get you off the hook. But maybe the Tzuvah Givaso is assuming that no, the bedika is just necessary to give you a Tliya. So once you have a possibility of a Tliya, you don't have to look any further. So if you could be told on the Mara Tahora, you have the right to be told on the Mara Tahora, even if there's also a Mara Tahora, as long as there's an explanation how the Mara Tahora got there. So if the Mara Tahora, if it's an Eitzein Abadot, and you can attribute the Mara Tahora to some earlier episode, then you have the right to be makel to rely on the Mara Tahora. Rabbi Forth in the back of Volume 1 has a few appendices. So in Appendix C, he has the same analysis of the of this Machlokes HaKra. Chochmas Adam writes in Simon Kuf Yud Gimel Ot Aleph Nina Torah in Isis Neanida Alan Pain of Jesus Yatani Jupa. And then he talks about the different possibilities of what happens to Hagasha. Below Ode, Elish Afilu im lo her Giza Zivasam, Rapture Giza Kinesaf Makara the Hoshidam, im lo Bladka as Asma offers a Tekas, Al Afilu Bladka below Matasum, Tanaya, the Tumas Adasa, that if she has her Gasha, and she didn't do Badika right away, or she did a Badika and there was nothing on the Badika, she has to assume that she's Tanaya. Can he over keep us down to Sado Yasumi Man of the Neva? Shabivade Bukhinam lo tiftach on the court. The court's not opening for nothing. So absent any contraindication, you have to assume that there was a reassignment, that you just didn't notice it. The Alpha Gashi Yeshua Satara Bikamakam rose down and said in the court tonight. Lutika. In Bhaka Asma Takasu Matamara Kishela, but if he does a Vidik and finds a Mara Tahor, to go and leave Levana or Yuka, or Kamara Gal or Yellow, Sahara. The Gam Dvar and Elu Dvar and Minimal Kor. Vilana Chavkin and Isser, the Ein of Lefanenu, Kevin the Yesh of Fanenu, Davar Tar Lit Lusbam. Aval, the Hergisha Shen is Zazu Evareha. So that's Hargasha Ziva Savala. Or Hargasha Sia Makor. But if he has Hargasha the Ramas Hagasha, and this has the Gufa, in Bad Kavaloma Saklum Tahora, Tetalina and Hargasha Bishar Nikrim came nearly. So he says that the Hargasha of Nizazda Gufa could be attributable to other things other than Tzicha Tziyamakor. Hargasha Tzicha Tziyamakor, that's definitely Hargasha in the Tziyamakor. Hargasha Ziva Savalach also, it means something's coming in the Makor. But he says the Ramam Sargasha, which none of us have anywhere anyway, so it's not really the Maisa, but if he has Mizaz Gufa, so that's potentially attributable to something else. And then he writes in Oskimel, V'chein isha shahaisa mis ateshes v'chozek v'kolach v'ayde kolach gadol shalei itosh nita v'imena l'mata merad layim l'fidata v'lo b'lata atma v'achikach matzah v'tzonef kathem tata and pachos mikadrif v'lina v'matzah shaya merad layim v'chein derach nashim l'fomim. Okay. So if a woman has some bodily activity that causes her to lose control and to be matzo meirag lion, and then she sees a test on pasuk mikadrish. So it's possible to attribute that hargasha to meirag lion and not to da. The nearly do a din nashim shiragel behem lecha levana umufekas does that. Afilu hergisa ziva saver lach lo barka tahora. Kevin can look back at the calf, reveal the calf to him. The Kachmas Adam writes that if a woman is used to having some kind of discharge, which is a Mara Tahor, then even if she has a Hargasha Ziva Savralach, and she doesn't do Badika, she's still considered to be Tahora. So even if in general we're concerned about Hargasha Ziva Savralach, if a woman is used to experiencing a Mara Tahor that is associated with a Ziva Savralach, then having the Hargasha Ziva Savralach does not make her a Nida. And Marsham writes along those lines, Chelek Aleph Sidim Kufeifes, Chelek Aleph Kufeifes, that in order to establish a woman as that type that has a Maritahor Licha Levarna associated with Diva Sarala, Gesi be Mufrakas to Kas Gimel Pa'anim, meaning three times that she experiences a Ziva Sarala, she has to do Bedika. And if that Bedika is a good Bedika, so then you can assume that the Ziva Sarala is not a Hargasha, is not going to make her Tameya absent a Re'iyah Sadat. So such a woman, if she does Bedikos initially to establish that there's no connection between the Hargasha Ziva Sarala and the Re'iyah Tameya, then she doesn't have to be concerned to Bedikos at all going forward. The Moshe writes like this in Os Tess of the Tzivus Rabbi Eider, that if you have a woman that is used to having this Hargasha Ziva Sarala and then seeing a Mara Tahor, then she has to do three Bedikos to be Bedikos three times to be massacred as not being affected by the Hargasha Ziva Sarala. But Moshe says they have to be in different contexts, meaning you have to do it in the morning or in the evening or during the work day or during rest. You have to take into account that there may be different scenarios that affect what is produced by the Ziva Sarala, what's associated with it. You have to have a representative sample of when you're doing these bedikos in order to establish a pattern. So you'd have to do three bedikos in the morning, a bedika three times in the morning, bedika three times in the evening, bedika three times at work, bedika three times at rest. Rabbi Morgan said, "What's the Hoyashiv? Not the way. A Tifkei Das takes success. But no, you just do it three times whenever that may be, and that's enough to be massacred if not having a problematic hargasha." Rabbi Rosner writes, David Alevi Chaylee Day, 7 Pei Days, Chaylee Day, 7 Pei Days, that for this purpose, to establish that a Hagasha Ziva Savalach is not a Hagasha associated with the Maritameh if she always sees the Maritor afterwards, so you can also rely on having a tight-fitting undergarment as a Bedika. In that situation, if she has a tight-fitting undergarment, check the undergarment and see if there's Leichel Levana there, so that's the functional equivalent of a Bedika for these purposes to establish that it's not a problematic Hargasha. The Moshe disagrees with that. The Moshe in Oth Yud to Rabbi Eider thinks that, no, you can't rely on a tight-fitting undergarment. You need to do an actual Bedika in order to be massacred as if not needed to be concerned with the Hargasha of Ziva Sarala, if she associates that with a marital. Okay? Fine. So we'll stop here.